Hey friends, welcome to Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill. Super glad to have you here. And I'm excited to continue yesterday's discussion about declarations. You know, so if you didn't catch yesterday quite yet, yesterday we talked about, that a declaration is an announcement and it's a statement. You know, it's something you say. And I mentioned yesterday that I'm going to lose 12 pounds by the end of, or like by mid-July. And so super excited about that. Made that declaration here because I want to stay accountable and I want to make sure that everyone hears that. And I mentioned that I have a declaration for today. And so I'm really excited to be able to show that with you and tell you all about that because it's super fun. There's a lot of thought and prayer that have gone into it. And so I'm excited to be able to reveal that to you as well. And so before I do that, what I wanted to do is just paint a picture for you really quickly. And so one of the things that I think about sometimes is, well, there's one thing that I think about every day, basically like when I'm on a walk or just sometime during the day, I pretty much always think of this thing where it's at the end of my life, I want to, like the goal of everything for me is so that I can return to God with my family and bring as many people that I can, right? As many people that want to return to God, like I want to be there and to help them with that. And so, you know, to me, it's really powerful to think about the future and think about where we're going and what we want to do, because it can then determine everything that we need to make happen. And certainly over the last several months, it's been a lot of growth, a lot of change and different things for me growing personally, changing my mental state and all sorts of different things. But I've also really been trying to understand what God wants me to do. And so I really feel like that this next step is that direction. And so I'm excited to be able to talk about, you know, what that is. And as far as kind of painting that picture, what I wanted you to do is just to think, you know, flash forward to, let's say you wanted to live to 100 years old or whatever that is. So let's imagine though for a minute that, you know, you're at 99 and you know that your birthday is coming up and it's probably about time that you're going to leave this earth. And so I want you to just paint, I want to help you think about this and to visualize how this might be of, you know, let's say you're sitting in your living room and, you know, there's a fireplace over there and you've invited, you know, everyone to your house and everyone knows. So you've, meaning like you have your kids and your grandkids are there. You even have great grandkids that are there. Some people are just on Zoom, but like essentially your entire family is gathered around because they want to celebrate you. And, you know, you're getting to that 100-year mark. And they also know that you're probably not going to be here that much longer. And so they want to hear, what do you have to say? They want to be there with you for this last time. And so when you're there with them, you know, you have the opportunity to talk with your family and to say, hey, this is what, you know, I want to share with you. And so you go through and you talk about how throughout your life, there were some things that were really important to you. Your faith was really important. You really tried to continue to be true to God and to listen to Him. And that's why you continue to encourage, you know, your kids and your grandkids and your great grandkids to make sure that they learned about God and that they tried to exercise their faith in Him, because for you, it made such a difference. You had a much better life. You were happier. You had more peace because of that faith. And so you wanted that for your family, and they could see that throughout your life. And then you knew that your faith, it really helped you to focus on your family. That yes, there were struggles, there were all sorts of things that you had to learn throughout your life, but that was the thing that really mattered. You knew that some of the relationships that you had, like in high school or in college or whatever, even at the workplace, that those were great, but that the relationships that you had in your own home were the most important. And that's why you're so glad to be able to talk to them before you pass away, right? Before you end your life, you know that you were super glad that you could talk to them and that you could really have a very strong relationship with them. And so you remind them of the importance of family. And then finally, you talk about how when you made sure that you were following God and that you were taking care of your family, that you felt called to make an impact in the world, that you felt like there were other things that you needed to do in life and that you really tried to do those things. And so really to kind of recap to your family, you essentially said that faith was super important, family was super important, and making an impact was super important. And so just with that kind of picture in mind, I hope that you were able to go through that a little bit too and think about, hey, what is important to me? Like when I look at the end of my life and what I want to do, and if I have this big family around me, like what would I want to say to them? And what is important to them? And as I've really thought through this and tried to figure that out, I've thought about this a lot recently. I'm like, what else is there? Like, what else is there that would matter? And, you know, some people may say finances or business. Well, that's an important part. And certainly those are great. But to me, that really kind of can fit under even under impact too. I feel like if you focus on making an impact on people's lives, then essentially you have, you can have a business that then people will pay you for and things like that. And so to me, like those are really the three core pillars is faith, family, and impact. And so I'm excited to, over the next few days, I want to dive into each of those. And that's really like the core pillars of the show now, like is that's really what I want to focus on. And I know that, you know, I talked about, well, yeah. And if you didn't notice already in the beginning, I mentioned that this is faith to impact, right? I've gone ahead and removed income because in my opinion, again, I think if you really focus on impact and, you know, in getting in front of more people and helping more people, that eventually the income will all work out. And so really like with all of this in mind, this is really kind of coming up to like my declaration and my announcement for 2021. And so, you know, and just to talk about that for a sec too, again, really the core pillars are faith, family, and impact. And those are the things that I really feel like are the most important. And that if you truly, you know, have that faith in God, that He will help you in everything else that you're trying to do. And if you're focusing on your family, you're going to be a lot more fulfilled. Like your life is going to be much better. I know for me, there's been times when I feel like I've put business or career or other things above my family, and it just has not worked out. Like it's like I can't succeed in these other areas unless I take care of my family. Like, and in my opinion, like there's this quote, it goes, no success in life can compensate for failure in the home. And to me, that's so true. So no success in life can compensate for failure in the home. That if you aren't successful at home, then like, why does that even matter? You know? And so, and definitely, then the last piece of that too is making an impact. Like that's something I've always really been just, that's been part of my being, I guess, is part of that. What I want to do is truly make an impact. And so that's something that I really feel like, with these three core areas is that that's what I think is really, going to make the biggest difference. And so how do we do this? Like what's the big announcement? What is the thing that we've been talking about and why is this so important? And so really, if you look at those three areas, faith, family, and impact, I believe one of the best ways to be inspired and uplifted is to have two different things. Number one is events. I love events. I think events are truly amazing. Like events that I've gone to, they make a huge difference. And it's something that you can really be able to just be a lot happier, be inspired. But I've also noticed that it's something, if you look at... I got a son kind of yelling at me right now, but and so it's something that with like an event, it's amazing and it's so fun to be able to go, but then like if you only go once a year, it's hard because you're super pumped up and excited, but then you get home and you're like, oh man, sometimes you get back to like real world status or whatever, and you're kind of like left it like this, where you just maybe didn't feel like that you would make as much progress as you were hoping. And so to me, events are super powerful. And then the second thing that's really powerful too is having a community of people around you that are helping and that are going around these same things. So if you imagine, right, with faith, family, and impact, having a group of people that are also focused on that too. They're like, you know what? Yeah, I need to work on, you know, my faith or family or impact or all three of them, but like having this community of people that are there. And so that's why I'm super excited for my big announcement, which I'll dive more into the details later, but it is called Faith to Impact Plus. So Faith to Impact Plus is going to be monthly summits. So where you'll hear from 4 to 5 speakers every month, or I guess 5 every month. Sometimes that'll be me. Sometimes it'll be other people. But you'll have these awesome speakers coming and uplifting you every single month to be able to help you. And so then the second part of that is having a community around that. So having a community that is also watching, you know, these speakers and also learning from them and then really applying that. Like, that's really what I want, is that this community is a place where every single month we have different people that are, you know, I mean, basically this community of people where everyone is working towards faith, family, and impact. And those are the things that we're continuing to improve, continue to grow on, to continue to support one another on. And so having these speakers come and being able to listen to them and ask questions to them and things like that, and be able to really get some insight into things that you can apply in one or more of those areas. And that, you know, looking at, hey, setting a goal in at least one of those every month. And maybe it's one, two, or three. But just really up to you, whatever you feel like is the right thing. But that's really the goal. And the vision of this is that you would be able to come every month, be able to be uplifted by these speakers, and then have a community around you that allows you to continue to grow, to continue to find and make progress and things like that. And so I'm so excited to be able to reveal more details around this. But the declaration, I guess, for me is number one, that this is happening. So Faith to Impact Plus is going to be happening, which I'm super stoked about. And we'll be starting likely in May. And so just figuring out some kind of technical details and kind of getting the first round of speakers settled and things like that. But really excited to be able to launch that. And then it will be something that we just continue to do every single month. And as far as the, as far as like the declaration around that is that, and just, I guess, some more details around this. So with the summit, you typically have a free period, right, to watch videos and things like that. And so that will certainly be the case. But there's also some added benefits of when you become a member. And so if you're a member of Faith to Impact Plus, which will be a paid community and membership, is that you will get, you know, all of the recordings and transcriptions and the audios and everything like that. And then there's also going to be a private Q&A after each speaker so that you can also get your questions answered and be able to have that. And then again, having that community where you can have that support to continue to make progress in that way, which is so fun. And I'm excited. Again, I'll reveal more of those details, but that's really kind of the idea behind this membership. And so I'm excited to be able to talk to you more about that. And certainly if you're interested in that, just send me a DM and I'll keep you in the loop. But it's something that we'll have coming out fairly soon. So really excited to be able to talk more about that. And so I do want to talk about, like, who is this for? And so, you know, it's really for people, essentially faith-filled individuals that want to deepen their relationship with God, with their family, and they want to make an impact in the world. You know, if you think about one of God's things for all of us is that we, you know, he wants us to be a light to the world. And so that's what I really want this to be, is a community around that. So it's like, hey, we're all trying to get closer to God and to our family and to be a light to the world. We want to make an impact. And so, you know, before this podcast, it was a little bit more focused on, like, just entrepreneurs that have faith, right? Faith-based entrepreneurs. But really, it's broadening up. It's going to be more open. And so it's something, as far as making an impact, even, that's one thing I want to talk about for a sec, is that making an impact can be in so many different ways. And so, you know, in this community, there's going to be, you know, coaches and entrepreneurs and business owners and things like that. And they have, you know, their way of being able to make an impact. And maybe that's getting in front of more audiences, of more people. But, excuse me, there's also, like, there's an amazing value and just making an impact on your own family, or maybe on your extended family, or whatever that is. Like, that is super important. And so that's why I'm excited for this community to be able to help you to figure out, hey, what is it that you want to do as far as making an impact? Maybe you already have that figured out. Great. If not, this will be a way for you to be able to figure that out and say, hey, this is what I want to do to make an impact. This is what I feel called to do. And so I'm going to go and do that. And so really, that's who it's for. It's really for, you know, faith-filled individuals that want to deepen the relationship with God and with their family, and to also make an impact in the world, to be a light to the world. And so that's who this is for. And so I'm excited to be able to dive into that even more. And I will just, I guess, close on this, that I just am grateful to God for helping me, you know, to figure all this out. It's something that's been, there's been a lot of ups and downs in various things that I've done and tried. And I just, I just know that this is right and it feels like the right thing for right now, you know, and in the future we'll kind of go from there. Oh, and I I think I kind of forgot the actual kind of specific announcement. So the announcement is that, you know, Faith to Impact Plus is a thing and it's going to be happening. But the second part of that is that by the end of 2021, that there's going to be 500 paying members of this community and of this membership. And so I'm super excited for that. And it'll be a lot of fun to be able to make that happen. And so I can dive into more if people are interested in what type of strategies I'll be using and things like that. But that's what I'm just excited to be able to bring a bunch of people together and just make the lives better for everybody. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and just seeing the wins and seeing the breakthroughs that people are going to have throughout this, you know, community is going to be super fun. So I hope that you will come join me, and certainly just send me a DM if you're interested right now. Eventually we'll have a cool page that you can go sign up for. And especially when we have the actual summits coming out, then that'll be a great place to get started. But yeah, certainly let me know if you're interested at all. And I will be in the next little while rolling out what I'm calling the founders member pricing. And so basically having an awesome deal for people that join starting out. And so it'll be a lot of fun. And so stay tuned for some of that. But again, I just feel grateful to God for guiding all of this, because, you know, what's interesting too, is I know I've talked to a lot of you about doing events, and that's something that I am passionate about. And I think it's super cool. But the thing is, like, for me, doing events right now and coaching and doing all these things just doesn't feel like the right step right now. And so it's something that I really want to be able to do going forward is to focus more right now on like this membership and being able to really grow this community and really have an awesome place where we can all be uplifted and inspired. And then in the future, you know, I'll be rolling out more things, maybe around events or, you know, maybe coaching and mastermind, but like, this is really like the focus. And there's just been all these things that have happened that I just feel like have like fallen into place to be like, oh, okay, like this is it. And I felt like inspired to do this. And so super excited again to be able to talk more about this in the future. In the next couple of days, we'll be talking about, you know, faith, family, and impact, like the core pillars of this show, of this, you know, community and everything, so that we can continue to do that and be happier here and in the future and know that we're going to the right spot. And so I'm excited to reveal and talk more about that over the coming months, and now just feel again grateful to God for all of the guidance and helping this. So thanks again for watching this and or listening if you're on the podcast, and I will catch you next time.